tell us what we learned for the IHSAA, the 108th Boys Tournament draw was yesterday, and where are we heading?
Well, I don't even think you and I need to touch base with Commandant Holtz on this one. Bloomington North plays Bloomington South in Game 2 on Tuesday night, the 27th, approximate 7:30 tip time. So I'm saying that you and I are going to Columbus East next week.
And I think that's absolutely fair. And I pointed it out earlier in the morning, and I'm going to do so again. Being the second game on either night, whether it's Tuesday or Friday, which is going to be the case, that second game time, don't write that down in pen. If there's triple overtime in game one, remember, everybody's playing their – some people are going to be playing their last game of the season. Be a little flexible on that time. But just know that they're game number two. But the Edgewood folks, Terry, on Tuesday night, they better get to Northview early because they are game number one.
Yeah, the Mustangs of J.B. Neal play Brown County in game one at Northview on Tuesday, followed by Northview and Owen Valley. So that'll be a tasty Tuesday over at in Brazil. So that'll be nice. Yeah, get there early and be ready to go. You know, it's like J.B. Neal said in the paper, he wanted to get a bye into the championship.
Yeah, that would be great.
Darn it, they never draw that one.
They never do that one.
So.
But in Columbus on Tuesday night, the 27th, game number one will be Shelbyville and Columbus North. You've seen Columbus North the last 2 weeks. They probably have the best chance to make it to the final out of that half of the bracket. Would that be an accurate statement?
Well, that's possible. But Shelbyville has everybody back from a team that Bloomington South beat in a sectional final last year, including a young man that's averaging about 20 points a game. Zach Kuhn, I believe, is his name. 6'5". He guns it from all over the floor. That's that game, the Shelbyville-Columbus North game, I think will be extremely interesting. And you hit it on the head. Don't anybody write these. Write your 6 a.m. start times down in stone. But game two, you just never know. This one's going to be great. This is going to be an excellent game, and we'll see what happens. My thought is the winner of this game will be in the sectional final. I think they should be Columbus East, whichever team. So
now Columbus East is the host, so they get a little bit get a little extra love in their home gym. That's always a more comforting place to do it. Because they're your rims, it's your locker room, et cetera, et cetera. But again, when you look at the teams in there, Columbus East hasn't had the best season. South's clearly the class of the sectional.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, by the time, you know, they should be 23-2 by the time they tip it off against North next week. They still have one more game this week on the road to play, so it'll be, you know, they're going to be fourth or fifth ranked, depending on what poll you want to subscribe to. You know, one of the best teams in the state. So but as JR would tell you, they've played most of the people in this, although they don't play Shelbyville anymore and they don't play East Central. They've played the other three, and they know that it's going to be a dogfight. He's a lot more nervous. You know, a lot of times coaches, they want to poo-poo everything. They downplay it, how good the other team is, how little chances they have. Now, while I'm not saying JR's doing that, I definitely know that he is worried. That we've seen Bloomington North play a couple of excellent games the last two times you and I saw him. And
city rivalry.
They're capable.
That's exactly right, and that's what makes these things fun. It's knockout basketball. It's elimination basketball. Somebody advances and somebody goes home. Edgewood is the class of the Northview sectional. There's no doubt about that. The Mustangs picking up win 18 on the weekend to move to 18-4. They'll play tomorrow night. I think I saw that as well. It's interesting.
Correct. They're at Greencastle in that makeup game, one of the snow games.
Greencastle fell to Owen Valley over the weekend, so they're not playing. Perhaps it's a level they would want to, but is it going to be an Owen Valley-Edgewood type final there at Northview?
That's very possible. You know, they go to Greencastle tomorrow. On Thursday, they're at Eastern Green to finish the season, and a high, very good chance of being 20-4. And that's a tremendous statement for over at Edgewood. JB's got those guys playing, and as he's been saying for weeks, they do have a huge bullseye on their back right now. It would not surprise me at all to see Edgewood and Owen Valley in the sectional final at Northview. That's you know, that's just a very strong possibility, because Owen Valley, although the game that you and I saw them against Edgewood, they didn't play particularly well. They have been. They're kind of a sketchy team, and that was a nice win for them last weekend. So
yeah, and you don't have to win a 7-game series or a 5-game
exactly.
series or a 3-game series. You have to shoot it really well one night. You have to get a little rub of the green one night and hopefully make your free throws. But usually the better teams handle these. Terry Stoltz joining us this morning talking sectional basketball. It starts 1 week from tomorrow. Terry, I didn't follow it as well as I needed to yesterday, and that's why I'm having you on this morning, and I don't even know if this is the case yet. Do we know where the sectionals and feed into the regionals? Now we know where they're going to go. We know the possible matchups that sectional here play sectional there in the early game, late game, or has that not been determined yet?
I'm not sure if that's determined, but let's put it this way. We're on Edgewood right now. So the four sectionals that feed into the Greencastle Regional is where Edgewood would go. One of them is Lebanon, where you've got Crawfordsville and Greencastle and Lebanon, obviously. Couple of pretty decent teams there. Another one is Guerin Catholic, where number one, you have Guerin Catholic. Number two, you have the defending state 3A champ Crispus Attucks, who's also having another good year. And the fourth one would be Beech Grove sectional, where Beech Grove, a team that JB's very familiar with, Indian Creek, is also
in. Yeah, beat Edgewood earlier this year.
Yeah, so there's a tough regional. Lebanon, Northview, Guerin Catholic, and Beech Grove will feed to Greencastle. On the other side, Bloomington South. We know that the Seymour sectional winner will be going to Seymour. And that only has, you know, number one in one poll, New Albany, who's only lost once this year, who was to Floyd Central, who's only lost once this year.
And they're in the same sectional.
The Bloomington South. They're in the same sectional, along with Jeffersonville, who only has two losses this year, one to Floyd, one to New Albany. Thanks for showing up, Jennings County, Bedford, North Lawrence, and Seymour in the Seymour sectional.
That's going to take some amazing play to do that. But Floyd Central and New Albany are on opposite sides of the bracket, correct?
Correct.
So they could possibly meet in the final, but if one tries to overlook the other, I'll lean on New Albany there, because they've got one guy that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Who he's going to get 35, 40 points.
Yeah.
Regardless, and so you have the Columbus East sectional, which you would hope a Bloomington team comes out of. You've got the Seymour sectional there. Is Center Grove coming down as well on that one?
The Greenwood,
okay.
Sectional, which has the best team in that, Center Grove. With the Davis young man that's really,
yeah,
really
Trace
good.
Trace Jackson Davis, right?
Yeah.
He's just a junior.
You've got Center Grove, Franklin Community, Martinsville up there that's playing well. So you've got those teams. Center Grove should come out. And then the other one, the fourth section, would be the Evansville North sectional, which probably your top dog down there is Evansville Harrison or Castle. Castle's always good. Harrison and South played in the tournament, at Christmas tournament at South. South ended up winning by 15, but that was a very good game up until the fourth quarter. South kind of pulled away a little bit. So all three of the local schools, should they go to regionals, are going to face some tough competition.
And that's how it should be, because winning those is a big deal. Winning sectionals is a big deal. So it's all to play for. It starts next Tuesday. All three, again, local schools are in action, with Edgewood kicking things off 6 p.m. against Brown County in the Northview sectional on Tuesday the 27th. And then that will be followed by Bloomington North and Bloomington South, Game 2 in the Columbus East Sectional, approximate tip time anywhere between. It will never be earlier than 7:30. It could be as late as whenever late determines because of the other game in front of it. So we will be in Columbus a week from tomorrow night, and then we will obviously be back there on Friday night to find the North or South winner, and then we'll have a map planned out for you, and we'll make that available to everyone a little bit later in the week, contingency plans, because, Terry, that's why you play the game. The great equalizer in basketball these days are the three-point shot, and if you make 10 or 12 of them, or if you're Robert Johnson and make 9 all by yourself,
yeah.
Things can happen, and never say never, because that's why you play the game. So we'll have it all mapped out this week, and we will definitely get back in action, though, coming up this Friday night. You'll get a little preview. Well, it'll be your second preview of the year, New Albany and Bloomington North. So you'll get ready for your sectional. You'll do your sectional research there with North for the second week in a row. You had Columbus 2 weeks in a row, and then a little regional research with Romeo for the second time in a row.
The Romeo Langford Experience, everyone. Go buy your tickets at Bloomington North, because it's likely to be a sellout, because people from all over the place are following this young man, and New Albany travels very well also.
And don't forget, as North has put out for the last 2 weeks, no passes will be accepted.
Correct.
For this game. Everybody needs a ticket. If you have a pass, take it into the athletics office. They will tell you what to do with it and how that all works itself out, but there will be no you need a ticket. Everybody needs a ticket for Romeo Langford Experience. We saw how that was at South at Thanksgiving, and now we'll wrap up the year with Romeo, beginning and the end. Kind of an interesting take, and it might be down the road again as well. Good stuff as always, T. We will hear you again, Chalk Talk with Coach Jason Spear, coming up Friday night at 7 o'clock, and then we have a very busy week for us next week.
That's right. We sure do. You guys take care. Jim, keep an eye on him.
I'm trying, sir.
And
I've
we'll
only
talk
got 10
right.
more, only 10 more minutes.
That's
so.
Right. And we'll talk, Terry, we'll talk to you 8:30 Friday morning. We'll get a big preview of Romeo and North, and we'll recap the South-Northview game from Thursday night. So a little interesting, goofy, wobbly week here before we get into sectionals.
That's right. Sounds good, Glass. See you, man.